Welcome, my friend. You are exactly where you need to be right now. It is not an accident that our paths have crossed. I'm confident that you're here because you are wanting more out of life. Are you ready to live your life with purpose and intention? Are you wondering how on earth to pull it all together? How exactly do you turn your ordinary days into extraordinary days? Girl, let me show you how to stop facing the day ahead and start facing it. Join me, Sarah Elizabeth, each episode as I encourage and motivate you to place unwavering faith in the direction Christ will lead you and surrender yourself to His vision for your life. He's custom designed a life for you beyond your wildest dreams, and I want to help you discover all that He has planned for you to experience. Together, let's put God into the driver's seat of your life. Let's go. It's time to face your day. Welcome in, my beautiful friend. Thank you so much for taking some time to tune in today. I am confident that this is going to be an episode that is meant to be listened to by you exactly now, because I had all of this recorded and almost fully edited. And then my computer turned off, and for some reason, the program I used to record would not recover the file. So that tells me that there is something in this episode today that our enemy, that devil, that pesky devil, he does not want getting to your ear. So this makes me so excited to know what it is that you pick up from this that resonates with you. So anyways, God is making sure that this gets out there for you today. Satan tried to shut it down, but we know that doesn't last very long, right? When God's in the picture, He makes things happen. I've titled this week's episode of the Faith Your Day devotional podcast, Fill Me Up. Last week, we spent some time talking about spiritual bankruptcy, and we used a passage of scripture from 2 Kings chapter 4 about the woman and the jug of olive oil. After reading over that scripture again, I realize there is so much more to learn from it and so much deeper that we can dive. So I thought it would be fun to use that same scripture for a second week, but this time approach it just from a slightly different angle to see what we can take away from it. So before we begin the episode, let's start by prepping our minds and our hearts to receive this message by saying our Faith Your Day declaration together. This is in the show notes if you're ever wondering where you can read along with me. It's in the notes, okay? So here we go. Jesus, thank you so much for loving me in the way that you do. You designed me on purpose for a purpose. I want to live to my full potential today with a mindset that honors you and a soul that seeks to know you better. Jesus, I know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And I ask you to guide me and reveal to me what it is that you want to show me here, have me experience here, and learn from this season. Help mold me and shape me into the best version of me. I will live today as your vessel, ready to receive your word, respond to your promptings, and pour out your overflowing love to those all around me. Please allow your thoughts to become my thoughts, your ways to become my ways, and your will to become what I truly desire. Jesus, if you are in it, I want it. And if you are not, I don't. I choose to faith this day of life. I am so grateful to be your girl. In Jesus' name, amen. Do you ever find it strange that we are living in the most abundant, convenient, profitable, resource-rich, and connected time in the history of our world, and yet for some reason, we still can feel so empty? How is it that we have so much, but yet still feel lack? How can we be so ridiculously blessed, but still yearn for more? What are we missing? Is it selfish to feel this way in the time that we are living? My sister, don't feel shame over the way that you feel. It is so much more common than you might believe. Your feeling of emptiness is an unfortunate side effect of living a busy, hectic, and stressful life. But it can be alleviated beginning today by tapping into the unlimited life-giving power of Jesus. So let's jump right into our scripture. And as I said, it's going to be the same scripture that you heard last week, but we're going to see what we can uncover from a different perspective today. 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. This chapter is called The Widow's Olive Oil. The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my boys as his slaves." Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except a small jar of olive oil." Elisha said, "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side." She left him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another one." But he replied, "There is not a jar left." Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left." Girl, get ready, because you are about to get filled up. In this story, we meet the widow of a man who had deep respect and adoration for the Lord. His widow seeks out the prophet Elisha because she is in a bad situation. She has creditors coming, and unlike today, where many people simply hang up on them and pretend they don't exist, these creditors were coming for the only collateral she had, her two sons, to take as slaves as repayment. Yikes, and you thought you were having a bad day, right? She obviously doesn't want to lose her boys, and so she is hoping that Elisha can offer her some help. The first thing to note here is that Elisha doesn't come through offering her something that he has. He's not there to give her a quick fix by giving her money or something that could be used to pay her creditors with. Instead, he does something very wise that I think we can learn from. He asks her what she already has. Now, you might be wondering why that is so wise, but I think that it's key to know exactly what you are starting with and what that can become in the right hands. Here's what I mean. This widow was starting in a mindset of lack. Elisha asks her what she has in the house, as there may be something of value she could sell. And she begins by saying, "Your servant has nothing there at all." My sister, is that you? Feeling like you have nothing left to draw from, no reserves to spare, nothing of value that could be used in exchange for contentment and joy today? Don't lose hope here. Elisha is about to reveal to her that she actually already has everything she could ever need. You see, we know from the fact that she is the widower of a God-loving man that she was residing in a house that honored and loved the Lord. And my sister, in a home that loves the Lord, there is never any true lack, because in it dwells and resides the most powerfully abundant force there is, the Holy Spirit of God. When the widow looked around the house, her eyes could only see what she lacked. They could not yet see God's generosity and abundance on full display yet. This is where things get good. She realizes that in fact, she has a little more than nothing in her house. She has a small jar of olive oil. Whoop-de-doo, right? I'm sure you're listening and thinking, well, I could go into my kitchen and show you that I have a bottle of EVOO sitting on my counter as well. So what is so important about olive oil? Well, upon first glance, nothing. We might just say it's a staple of their cooking, a key ingredient that any household might have had. But olive oil holds great symbolic meaning in the Bible. olive oil represents various spiritual concepts and blessings. It is often associated with God's favor, anointing, healing, and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You see, this lady at first was in fear of losing her sons, as she had, quote unquote, nothing to give. But she had the olive oil, representing God's Holy Spirit dwelling right there in her home. My sister, dive deep with me here. It wasn't until she recognized that she had that little bit of olive oil that her life began to change. And my friend, if you love Jesus and have asked His Holy Spirit to dwell within your heart too, then just like this seemingly poor widow, you too have everything you can ever need to get yourself filled back up. At first, the widow doesn't really see where Elisha is going with all of this. She's just so desperate to not lose her sons that she is willing to do anything he suggests. So when he asks her to go around to all the neighbors and ask for as many empty jars as possible, she doesn't question him. She and her sons get to collecting. I can't help but wonder if this is where some of us get stuck. We too might be prompted to do something we don't understand fully in this moment, but yet instead of getting to the doing, we get hung up in the questioning. We ask ourselves, how will this help me? Why do I have to do this? What is this going to do? What is this going to change? What is this for? And because we stop to question, we often stall our progress and therefore delay our miracle. So let's learn from this obedient widow. She and her sons gather as many empty vessels from the neighbors as they can. They come back to the house with them, and I can only imagine that she's really getting curious over what's going to happen here. Like, she's probably expecting something to happen, but my friend, she has no clue yet how God is going to work in her obedience and lack. We know the end of this story, but at the time, she has no idea. You see, for some crazy reason, God seems to work best here, at the crossroads of lack and obedience, at the intersection of despair and faith, at the junction of loss and hope. It's this equation that always seems to produce His best results. The obvious and visible lack combined with just the tiniest bit of obedience towards whatever it is He's prompting us to do. In this case, she literally had Elisha the prophet telling her what to do. But in many cases, that comes in the form of a heart whisper. And so long as you don't dismiss that heart whisper and get all caught up in the questioning rather than the moving forward and the doing, then it's here that God can do His best work with your little. Elisha tells her to go inside and shut the door behind her and her sons and to start pouring from her small jar into another jar. I have a feeling that the relevance of shutting the door behind her and her sons is because often God loves to perform His miracles in private. He likes us to have a front row and uninterrupted seat to watch His glory on full display. He likes us who know our situations best to watch how He comes in to move the mountain. In the absence of others, we get to see how this is all Him. When the widow begins to pour from her small jar of olive oil, something miraculous happens. The olive oil keeps flowing. It fills the first jar, and then another, and another, and another, and we don't really know exactly how many jars it filled. But she instructs her son to bring her another jar, and he replied that there are none left. Her small jar of olive oil had been multiplied to fill all of the jars that they had collected. It's at this time that the olive oil stops flowing. Only when all of her jars were full to capacity and she had no more jars to fill. My friend, this is an incredibly beautiful picture of God's power right here. This is what God wants you to hear from this story, that He can and He will continue to pour into your heart, you know, that close to almost empty vessel, right up until you have no more room to fill. You might feel the lack, but he sees all that emptiness as space for his Holy Spirit to fill. After all of the jars were full of olive oil, which remember at this time in history was very valuable, and heck, who are we kidding? It still is. That EVOO is some bougie stuff right there. It is not cheap. So she now has all of these jars full of oil, and Elisha tells her to sell them to pay off her debts. So here's the really great news. She now gets to pay off her debts and keep her sons free from a life of slavery. But my sister, we know with God, he always blesses us so much more than we deserve, right? And on cue, Elisha shows her just how generous and loving God really is. He tells her to sell the olive oil, pay off her debts, and then get this, you and your sons can live on what is left. God not only provided for her obvious immediate need, her debt, but he also ensured that she would be taken care of for years and years to come. As a widow, she was in a terrible position in those times of not being able to provide for herself and her needs. And how sweet is God, right? He knew this. He knew she could not provide for herself as a widow at this time in history. And he had a plan. Her lack was already accounted for in abundance before she ever saw the solution unfold. My sister, that's the same for you right now. God wants you to know that he has all you need and then some. But you have to get to collecting, you have to get to pouring, and you have to get to believing that your apparent lack is not too little for him to do miraculous things with. At the beginning of this episode, I asked you how in the world that we now live in, one with seemingly so much of everything, that we can feel so empty. And I think I have an answer for you. God reminded me that we are often so busy focusing on, filling up on, and worrying about everything else that we forget to focus on and fill up on him. We forget to tap into the power of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. We have a problem and we go to social media, or we turn to our friends, or we turn to the Google, and we forget to turn to him for our answer. When we experience a hangup, we start to concoct solutions and we stress over options and we forget to bring it to him for our answer. We have so much of everything, but our hearts will always feel lacking if he isn't invited in. The widow had a small jar of olive oil, and it turned out to be all that God needed to provide for her debt and then some, a lifetime of provision. My sister, do you have the Holy Spirit dwelling within your heart? If you've invited Jesus into your life, then the answer to that question is a resounding yes. And therefore, you have all the power you will ever need available and accessible to you today. My challenge to you is to take a moment today to sit quietly with Jesus and to ask him to use that little bit that you do have to do his best work with. Ask him to fill you up with his hope and his peace and his love, and ask him to prompt you into obediently taking that next step in the direction he is leading you. My friend, get ready, because he is going to do an amazing work out of seemingly nothing. I just wanted to ask today before you go, if you will share this out with a friend that you think might need to have some uplifting in their life as well. Just go ahead and text out this message. You just never know who it's going to impact and where this could go for them. Thank you so much for joining me. Once again, I will be back here next Tuesday, and I'm inviting you to come back and hang out with me again. I love it when you do. I wish you all of God's blessings from my heart to yours. Bye for now.